Good morning. This is Josh Clark with your quick daily devotion coming from Proverbs chapter 27, verses 17, and chapter 22, verses 24 and 25. I was reading in Michael Hyatt's book called Your Best Year Ever, and he cited both of these scriptures. And so I've just been thinking about it, excited to share it with you. And it's talking about a principle that I know we've all heard. In fact, probably our parents said it to us over and over growing up. You are the company you keep. But the reality is, no matter how old we get, we constantly need to be reminded of this. And I think we periodically need to self-evaluate. Who are we around? And how is it molding, shaping, and developing who we are as a person? And so chapter 27, verse 17 says, as iron sharpens iron, so a man sharpens the countenance of his friend. And then chapter 22, verses 24 and 25 says, make no friendship with an angry man, and with a furious man do not go, lest you learn his ways and set a snare for your soul. And again, it's summed up by the words that we heard our parents say, you are the company you keep. But the reality is, science has shown, studies have shown, there's plenty of examples that we could cite that a person becomes the average of the five people that they surround themselves with. In other words, all the way down to your bank account, your bank balance is most of the time a result of the company that you're keeping. So your character, you know, your relationships, your financial income, your success at every level is largely impacted by the people that we're around, our character, who we are. And so who is it that we're being around? Who is it that we're surrounding ourselves with? And we got to ask ourselves, is that who we want to become? And then secondly, do we have any intentional relationships where we're pursuing and we're asking others to sharpen us, to have that freedom in our life, to, as iron sharpens iron, as Solomon says, so a man sharpens the countenance of his friend. You know, somebody asked me years ago, I'll never forget, they said, do you think that some people are just destined for success? I mean, some people are just born achievers. And I thought about it for a moment and I said, No, I don't think so. I don't think any of us becomes our true potential. In other words, none of us taps the potential that's inside each of us without others around us challenging us, sharpening us, helping us to become who God created us to be. Now, yeah, sure, some people will, you know, even left of their own, will have more success than others. But that's, to me, that's not the definition of success. I believe that success is knowing our purpose in life and pursuing it with excellence while making a lasting impact in the world around us. And I don't believe we can pursue anything with the excellence that God has in mind for us without having people around us that are constantly challenging us, supporting us, you know, that are speaking into our life. And so the question is, do you and I have those kind of people in our life? And I think, again, it comes back to, it's something that we have to honestly evaluate on a periodic basis. Who is the company that we're keeping? And are we becoming what it is that God has for us, our very best? And so, you know, let's pray. Father, I just pray that you would just put people in my life that would constantly be challenging me, provoking me. Father, I pray you give me the humility to desire that in my life. You give me the humility to ask for it, for people to speak into my life. And Father, the willingness to receive and the willingness to be, you know, to have a grinder, you know, grinding on me, Father, in a good way, to bring out the best in me. And so, Father, I pray that you would do that in each of us, Father. We know this is a big thing to ask. Father, we pray for wisdom. We pray for guidance. We pray for discernment. We pray that our character and our discipline would grow yet more and more on a daily basis, Father, so we can become all that you want us to be. And in Jesus' name we pray, amen. And so, you know, I'll share with you just a personal example. Throughout my life, based on and with gratitude to good teaching, I've generally had accountability partners in my life. In fact, I have a new accountability partner in my life who asks me on a weekly basis. In fact, a pastor friend of mine who asks me on a weekly basis. We have like five things we ask each other every Monday morning. Things like, are you getting in the word every day? Are you having a family devotion every day? Are you, you know, for me, am I loading my podcast up? Because I feel that God's called me to do this, and yet it's a discipline that I need accountability on. Am I doing my Spanish every day? Am I exercising every day? And so every Monday, you know, I'm tracking this during the week, and then every Monday I have somebody asking me, how are you doing in each of these areas? And I tell you what, it's helping me to sharpen up a couple of areas that I was not doing as well as I knew that I should be doing. And I knew there wasn't room for excuses. There was room for improvement. I needed iron on iron. And so, you know, that's an example in my life. And I want to encourage you to pursue, you know, whatever is going to help you regardless of how comfortable it is. But at the end of your life, can you say, don't you want to be able to say, that I have run the race, I've pursued it with excellence, I've lived a successful life. And so let's go out there and pursue excellence by surrounding ourselves intentionally from the kind of people who are gonna help bring out the best in us. And so let's go with that in mind, let's go out and make it a super ultra awesome, fantastic day. God bless. And if this episode has encouraged you, you can download other episodes on my podcast, Quick Daily Devotion with Josh Clark, or you can go to my blog where you can sign up for email notifications every time a podcast is published, as well as you can view the audios and other resources there at beacatalyst.com. Again, God bless.